This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and performer, Mike Luoma. We've got Chapter 6 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on the way. BC, our Vatican Assassin, has been working on building trust with the new governor of Lunar Prime, Mark Edwards. Even though it was BC, the Vatican Assassin, who killed Edwards' predecessor, Meredith McIntyre. The only one so far who suspects BC did it, so far, is the governor's widower, Daniel McIntyre. But after Daniel McIntyre attacked and tackled BC in Edwards' office, Edwards had to call security and order McIntyre sedated for his own safety. We'll see if BC can maintain his innocence and whether or not some menacing enemy ships actually attack. Coming up in Chapter 6 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. I do have some book news before we get into the chapter. I've decided I am working on the last Alibi Jones novel right now. The working title is The Mortimek Wars. But yeah, I've decided this is it. Diminishing interest means few are buying my books. And that's a problem. So, no more plans for Alibi past this book. I haven't killed him off or anything. Doesn't have anything to do with the story, although now I could. Now he can die. In some ways, there's a high body count already in this book. In the first draft, anyway. But no, he's not dead. Not yet. And who knows, he may turn up as a side character in something I do in the future. But yeah, I think this is going to be it for now. Starseeds of Earth, I thought, was some of my best work, but it just didn't do that well. So, I think it's going to be something new after this. But again, the new novel is in the works, so there's plenty more Alibi Jones to come. It's just that after that, I think that's going to be it. The Mortimek Wars. I'm enjoying writing it. Don't get me wrong. It's big, it's sprawling, it's mythic. It's going to be good. So something new next, I don't know what. We shall see. Well, it's been a couple weeks, and a couple of things have happened in the meantime. Audible finally coming around with the audio version of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, showing up. That's the book you're hearing now, finally on Audible. So now the audiobook is pretty much available everywhere you can get audiobooks. And speaking of being able to get it everywhere, I just saw that the paperback is now at Walmart, at least online, so you can get Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition there, too, of all places. Other ebooks and audiobooks, too, but not all of them. It's just kind of random. They do stuff through Kobo, but they don't pick up everything. That goes for the ebooks, but they've picked up the paperbacks as well, which was a surprise. Because those are just available through, you know, regular distribution. It's like, okay, thank you. I mean, I don't want to say no, right? I was just talking about how things aren't selling. I got to have it in more places so things can sell. Oh, I want to say a thank you to Keith Hughes, who's been doing the voice of Cardinal Anderson for this new edition of Vatican Assassin. Keith was mentioning this podcast and Vatican Assassin on his own podcast, Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind. Let's talk about the new edition on episode 1612. That's at penslinger.com if you're looking for them. If you want to support this podcast, and please think about doing so, please become a patron. Help me keep putting some great science fiction out. My patrons have kept things going this year, with the book sales not being great. You can do that by going to my site, glowintheDarkRadio.com or MikeLuoma.com, or by going to Patreon.com/GlowInTheDarkRadio. There's a $2 level, $5 level, and $10 level. So $2, $5, or $10 a month, and you can support this podcast and get stuff in return. I've been doing a separate podcast for my patrons where they're getting the chapters of this new audiobook a few weeks ahead of time. Like, they'll be getting chapter 11 this week. They're going up to 11. So again, to become a patron, go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or just go to my site, glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, and follow the link to Patreon. That's it for book news. We're going to get into Chapter 6 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Are you having trouble keeping up with the ebbs and flows of modern geekery? Is the real world holding you back from knowing what is happening in the geeky world? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends, gaming group, and loved ones, Geek Radio Daily presents daily informational sessions brought to you by the wonderful Billy Flynn, the Flynnstress, and podcasting's Rich Siegfried. They contain such helpful segments as history, geek birthdays, box office results, the latest in DVD and Blu-ray, video game and comic releases. Why, they also have a weekly show hosted by the wonderful Billy Flynn and the Flynnstress, which includes interviews and commentary. And to make sure you are informed, Geek Radio Daily also provides you with your daily dose of geek news to make sure you know more than that jerk know-it-all Steve. Visit us at geekradiodaily.com. That's right, Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. Now available in fine Corinthian leather.
Now here's Chapter 6 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC leaves the governor's office and heads for his rooms to rest. It won't be easy to sleep with those UIN ships just hanging out there. Well, at least I've got Edward starting to think our way. Gave him a lot of food for thought. Let him chew on that all night. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I've planted some dangerous seeds. Let's see if they take root. Back in his rooms, BC reviews the file on Daniel McIntyre. You, sir, are scum. No matter whose side you're on. Ah, fuck this for now. He lies down with the lights off, tired, and tries to sleep. I really don't like the idea of those UIN ships out there. I wouldn't put a surprise sneak attack past them. There's probably a target on my back, if McIntyre's any indication of UIN suspicions. Sure was handy knowing about McIntyre's little flings. One of our men took that girl's tearful confession, and now I've used her just like McIntyre did. I think I feel like I should feel worse. But, you know, I don't want to think a lot about what I feel. I don't want to think about it so much. I just want to sleep. Just turn it off. Gotta try to get some sleep. BC tosses and turns through a restless night. He rises early to get ready to face Daniel McIntyre again. This time at his wife's funeral. Hope he's all doped up. I know, not so Christian of me, sorry. The guy bothers me. Good thing the church never took that love your enemies thing too seriously. I suppose if they did, I wouldn't have a job. Most of the representatives and dignitaries on Lunar Prime from Mars and Earth, and several orbital concerns, wait in the governor's reception hall for the funeral. BC surveys the crowd as he makes his way to his seat. The crowd looks almost the same as the one yesterday morning, but the mood, the dress, and the whole general atmosphere is darker, subdued, more hopeless. And most of the UIN reps are no longer here. Those who gathered for peace just a day earlier now gather to bury the embodiment of that hope for peace, and most likely, any hope left with her. Still, it had to be done. Otherwise, the war would have gone the wrong way, the other way. She provided only false hope, or hope for the UIN, I suppose. Space in the reception hall is at a premium, so the general public cannot attend, but several recorders carry the funeral live to millions on the moon, in orbit, back on Earth, and maybe even on Mars. BC is privileged to attend beside the Cardinal. They watch as Edwards officiates a short ceremony, followed by a clearly drugged Daniel McIntyre being assisted by an LSC. That Nita woman again. As he takes the cylinder, containing his wife's ashes, over to the emergency airlock built into the reception room. Its alarms have been silenced for the occasion. He opens the inner door, places the ashes inside, then closes the door again and cycles shut the airlock. An LSC officer, out on the surface of the moon, opens the airlock from the outside, removes the cylinder, and, closing the airlock behind him, turns to bound across the surface to a launcher set up and pointing out into deep space. The LSC drops the cylinder in and then bounds back to the airlock. Daniel McIntyre is directed to the launch switch, presses it, and sends his wife's ashes off into the stars. There are poems and music, but they all wash over BC. He's studying the people, especially Daniel McIntyre. Edwards must have him on some hard stuff. Looks like we do win this one. Still, depends on what they plan on using those ships out there for. Edwards seems nervous. I worry about Edwards. He's not holding up so well. Not as hard as he'd like to seem. After the funeral, Edwards calls BC aside.
Father! Father Campion!
Good morning, Governor. Not too much good about it, though, I suppose.
No, a sad day. Daniel was still not doing so well this morning, so he's under medical supervision.
So I noticed.
Do you have a few minutes? I'd like to talk to you in my office.
BC and the governor go into the governor's office. Edwards reassures him right off.
The ships are still holding the same position. That's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I contacted the UIN after you and I spoke last night.
Really? Was that wise?
Hell, I don't know. Figured it was worth a try. No offense to you.
Don't worry about it.
Anyway, I contacted them to demand justice, an explanation, or a denial over all this. I thought they deserved a chance to answer officially.
I guess you had to. What did they say?
That's what's strange. They didn't say much of anything, really. They just about blew me off. We're talking a major assassination here, and they seemed, I don't know, almost distracted.
That is odd.
They almost seemed like they were too busy to bother to answer. Just said their diplomatic office would send a reply shortly. Thanks, bye.
That's not a good sign, Mr. Edwards. Governor Edwards. A low, muffled boom shakes the room like a maraca.
Neither is that.
The comms start shouting.
Governor, we are under attack. The UIN ships are spreading apart and firing at us.
Edwards responds to the comm, barking instructions.
Mount a counter-offensive. Activate all defensive batteries.
All lunar security to duty posts now! Order all residents in the direct path of the attack into shelters. Inform all others not to panic. Let them know that only those in the path of the assault are getting into the shelters right now. Got that?
Yes, sir!
Time to bring it home.
I guess they've just been waiting to attack. They were too busy getting ready for the assault to even talk to you. Nice folks. At least they waited until after the funeral.
Hard to know who your friends are these days, Father. Don't start thinking I trust you yet, either. You have been helpful, though. I'll give you that. Look, I've got to get to my command center. I'd like you to join me.
Sure, I'd be honored to. But I've got to check on the staff of the Vatican mission first. I want to be sure no one plays hero for no good reason. Make sure everyone gets to the shelters. Then I'll join you.
I'll make sure they clear you through. Thanks.
BC heads back to the Vatican mission. He does send the stragglers he finds down to the shelter level, but then continues on his own way. Muffled booms, followed by rough shaking, continue sporadically. The section is just about empty when BC gets back to his room. He locks the door. He reaches over to the air vent in the wall and works his fingers under the vent cover. He pops it off and pulls out his CCU, the OPO Standard Issue Covert Communications Unit, the small box that lets him stay in touch with those back home. Time to finally contact HQ, Vatican City, the actual office of papal operations. He unfolds the CCU and it hums to life.
Come on.
Something's wrong. The Instalink isn't snapping on. The screen keeps flickering, lighting up and going out, trying to connect and disconnecting. BC tries audio only. Jove, Diana here. Are we good? Keep sending that...
Diana, this is Jove. We are under attack. I repeat, we are under direct attack. Try again later. Jove out.
The screen blanks out one last time. Another serious vibration shakes the room.
The UIN has hit some church targets, but never Vatican City itself. I can't believe they're hitting the old city. Do they know we iced McIntyre? Or just suspect it?
They had to have already been ready to go with this assault before we took her out, though, if they're here now. This could just be the UIN trying to expand the war. The room's comm unit comes on.
Father Campion?
Shit, it's Edwards.
Yes, Governor?
Could you join me at the command center ASAP? 5 minutes?
Sure. Just getting the last stragglers into the shelter. Be right there. Another boom and vibration toss BC to the floor. He gets up, dusts himself off, and starts to head out of his rooms.
They're targeting this section. Good time to leave.
I've got to try the Vatican again later, though. This is new UIN behavior. New and different. That always bothers me.
That is Chapter 6 of Vatican Assassin, the new 15th Anniversary Edition on Glow in the Dark Radio. Are the UIN actually attacking? Looks like it. Those do seem to be explosions. So I hope you'll join us on the next episode and find out what happens. As for book news, a reminder, I've just announced that the next Alibi Jones book is going to be the last Alibi Jones book. At least it looks that way right now. This book that we've been listening to, The Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition, is now available at Audible, finally. Takes them a long time, but they have finally come around. Again, thanks to Keith Hughes for mentioning this podcast and Vatican Assassin on his podcast, Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind, at penslinger.com. And if you'd like to become a supporter of this podcast, please head over to Patreon. Patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and follow the link to Patreon, and you can sign up for $2, $5, or $10 a month and help support this podcast.
That's all I got for you this week. I'll be back with Chapter 7 on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Thanks for listening.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.